UN seeks Ukraine peacemaker role as conflict reaches one-year mark. By Simon Kent on February 22, 2023. After being ignored for almost the entire length of the Russian invasion of Ukraine, the UN on Wednesday will reveal a stern resolution calling for a just and lasting peace between the combatants while simultaneously demanding an immediate ceasefire. The call comes 2 days ahead of the one-year anniversary of Moscow's forces marching into its eastern neighbor. AFP reports the draft resolution, sponsored by some 60 countries, is to be voted on after the close of debate, not expected until at least Thursday. The text underscores the need to reach, as soon as possible, a comprehensive, just and lasting peace in Ukraine in line with the principles of the Charter of the United Nations. The push for peace comes after former U.S. President Donald Trump warned World War III has never been closer, but a solution can be found in the Ukraine with the right leadership. Watch Trump address the Ukraine/Russia crisis and the path to peace. Like previous resolutions, it reaffirms the UN's own grand commitment to the sovereignty, independence, unity and territorial integrity of Ukraine and calls for an immediate cessation of hostilities, according to the AFP report. The text, which unlike a Security Council resolution would not create a binding law, demands Russia immediately, completely and unconditionally withdraw all of its military forces from the territory of Ukraine. I think we have come up with a text which really tries to gather the international community, tries to be as cohesive and as positive as possible, one European diplomat told the outlet. A year after the invasion of Ukraine, it will also be a message to Russia that it cannot achieve its objectives through force, the diplomat added, hoping that if Moscow feels isolated, at a certain point the pressure will be too strong to be resisted. That cessation of hostiles is accompanied by a stipulation Russia withdraw its troops, since a simple ceasefire could be just a lull allowing Russia to regroup, diplomats noted. The days-long debate on the resolution, which will feature a host of ministers visiting New York, including U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, is set to begin Wednesday at 3 p.m. local time, 2000 GMT. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.